female classical composers are not often well known, and African American composers can suffer from the same lack of attention. There's been renewed interest lately, though, in the lives and works of two African American women composers based in Chicago in the early 20th century. Stephanie Elkins is the host and programmer of Morning Classics on WPR's News and Classical Music Network. She looked into the lives and careers of Margaret Bonds and Florence Price. Stephanie, welcome back to Central Time.
Well, thanks, Rob. Great to be back.
Now, before we get to these two composers and their works, these are African-American women working at a time when neither African-Americans nor women, I imagine, would be accepted into the world of classical music. Can you talk about the reception they got?
That's right. Well, it was in Chicago when they were really flourishing, and there was kind of a progressive movement happening then, so there was a window of opportunity, but really, they were rare. They were going to college and studying classical music. Music at a time where that was an aberration. They were both, you know, African-American women at the University of Chicago, at Northwestern, at the New England Conservatory at a time when that was not very common at all. In fact, one of them even lied and said she was Mexican to be able to get in and get started.
Now, let's look at each of them and their careers in turn. Starting with Florence Price, can you tell us about her early years and how she came into music?
She was born in Arkansas in 1880. 87, and her mom was a music teacher, so she got a nice early start, and it sounds like she was already composing on her own by the time she was 11 years old. So she was already primed, and she must have been pretty smart because she was already at the – she was the one who said she was Mexican to get into the New England Conservatory, and so she was there by the time she was 16. She was studying with some of the great composers, George Chadwick, and they accepted her, and she did really well in school. And she just kept on going. She was really curious and avid and studied a lot.
Talk about her body of work. What kind of things was she doing in her compositions?
Well, you know, it was interesting at that time. Women were expected to maybe study piano, and so they could play in the living room when guests would come over and that kind of thing. And if they were composing, they would compose these little salon pieces. But Florence Price created these big orchestral works. She did these symphonies and piano concertos and really rich, huge pieces. And she also created some beautiful piano pieces that were based on African-American spirituals and some jazz and some blues. You hear sort of pentatonic stuff in her music. It's really an amazing synthesis of sounds.
Now, later we're going to go out with one of her symphonies. Right now I want to listen to her piece, Dances in the Canebrakes. Here's a listen. As we listen, Stephanie, what stands out to you in this work?
This was one of her late pieces. She wrote it just before she died. It was 1953. And she named this Dances in the Canebrakes. This is sugar cane from the plantation. So you're already sort of getting this feel of, you know, slavery and the plantations. And then the three movements are called Nimble Feet. And that kind of brings the cakewalk to mind. And then Tropical Noon is kind of languid and summery. And she does a lot of what we call text painting, where she brings these words to life through the music. And then the last one is Silk Hat and Walking Cane. And that's kind of like a slow rag. And you can almost see a sharp-dressed guy, like maybe doing a soft shoe or something like that. It's very evocative.
And for Florence Price and for Margaret Bonds, actually, both of them, their music was definitely informed, it looks like, by African-American history in the United States and the African-American present at the time they were composing.
Absolutely. They had both been influenced by, well, they were both brought up in the church, so they were influenced by church music that they were hearing in African-American churches, and they were both influenced by spirituals and by Langston Hughes. They both worked with Langston Hughes and that poetry, that very empowering poetry that he wrote. And so they were evoking that in their music and incorporating that in their music.
We're talking to Stephanie Elkins from WPR, looking at the lives and careers of Margaret Bonds and Florence Price, two American composers, both African-American women, early in the 20th century. Let's move on now, Stephanie, to Margaret Bonds. They overlapped in terms of years. They also intersected in their careers. We can talk about that, but give us some of the story of Margaret Bonds.
Margaret Bonds was younger than Florence Price, almost a generation. She was born 26 years after, and she was friends Florence Price was friends with the parents of Margaret Bonds first, and then she became Margaret Bonds' teacher. She was a composition teacher. Margaret Bonds was a kind of a child prodigy. She was another one that started composing right away. And so she was born in Chicago, 1913, and she became well-educated like Price. She got her master's degree at Northwestern, her bachelor's degree, both in music. And she was already sort of precocious, and so Florence Price took her under her wing and really helped her start composing. And she flourished under Florence Price's mentorship.
And what kind of things was she composing? How would you describe her music?
Well, she was a generation after Florence Price, so she was a little more modern. And she left and went to New York City. She studied at Juilliard after she got her master's. And she was in this whole post-Harlem Renaissance flourishing in the city. And she's the one that really connected with Langston Hughes first. And so she has more of modern jazz sounds in her music, and she was using more blues in her music. So she really incorporated a lot of the more modern sensibilities that African Americans were using in their music in New York City.
Well, I want to listen and get a taste of what you're talking about, actually, to the music of Margaret Bonds. Here is a piece called Troubled Waters. There, Stephanie, but with a twist. Talk about that.
Right. This is Wade in the Water. It's such a powerful spiritual, and it's one that's been familiar to from the early days of slavery. It was used to kind of give hope to slaves, to say, you know, if you're being chased, you can go in the water and escape your pursuers. And she took this, and she made such a powerful piano fantasy from it, and you can tell from her piece that it's real. She must have been a super pianist herself to be able to write something like this. She put it full of feeling. I mean, it is just packed with lots of evocative feeling. Throughout, though, you hear the melody. You hear that you can almost sing along with it at the beginning, but she develops it and develops it. You can hear the craft. I mean, it's just beautifully crafted as a composition.
And it starts off with a darker minor key. I guess the original is kind of in a minor key, but it feels more minor to me as I hear it.
Exactly, exactly. You've got that sort of pentatonic modal feel to it that you hear in some of the African-American spirituals.
Now, looking at both of them now, Margaret Bonds and Florence Price, how widely known were they in their own time?
They were known in a local basis. In Chicago, they were sort of minorly known. That's not an adverb, but I'm going to use it there. Florence Price won a composition contest in Chicago in the early 1930s, and her symphony was performed by the Chicago Symphony Orchestra. This was unheard of, this African-American woman, and the symphony played it, and she got instant celebrity from that. And then the next year, her piano concerto was performed, and she got Margaret Bonds to be the soloist for that. So the two of them kind of helped each other, and through that, they had this sort of minor celebrity in Chicago. And there were some progressive people in Chicago at the time who were very encouraging for them and helping them to have these opportunities.
Now, you have introduced me to this music, Stephanie. I'll admit I hadn't heard these before. I want to hear more now. Are people out nowadays, or in recent decades even, making new recordings of their compositions?
Yes, it's an amazing story. I want to say 9-10 years ago, there was a house going to be demolished outside of Chicago. The renovators found this treasure trove of handwritten music. They didn't know. They figured out it was by Florence Price. They found out that she had graduated or had grown up in Arkansas. They've contacted the University of Arkansas, where some of her work is. And so through that, that music was then published. The musicians that were involved in this project did a Kickstarter, and they had made a recording of a couple of her violin concertos, and that was just released last year. So, yes, it's finally coming out. But it was literally, if those people had chucked it in the dumpster, I mean, we'd never know that she had written this amazing music.
What a thin thread. Wow. So is this being archived now a little more properly than in a trunk in a room in a house that's being demolished?
Yeah, there's now a whole center for Florence Price's music at the University of Arkansas, and scholars can come there and study her music. And there are more and more scholars studying Margaret Bonds' music, and they're looking at that whole world that was really flourishing in Chicago in the 1930s, 1920s and 30s.
Well, are Margaret and Florence finding their way onto your own playlists,
Stephanie? Oh, you bet. In fact, just this morning, it wasn't planned, but we were going to talk, and I had already scheduled it weeks ago. I had a piece by Florence Price on the playlist called The Negro Fantasy that she wrote and dedicated to Margaret Bonds.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Stephanie, thank you so much for sharing this with us.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for asking.
Stephanie Elkins is the host and programmer of Morning Classics on WPR's News and Classical Music Network. She is with us to share the stories of two African-American women composers from the early 20th century. Here is some of Florence Price's Violin Concerto No. 1. We'll let that take us into the news. I'm Rob Ferret. You're listening to Central Time here on the Ideas Network. Thank you.